Hello and welcome to On the Couch with Eminem. Eminem, obviously, for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started.
Hi, guys, and welcome to another edition of On the Couch with Eminem. Flying solo today, Maria's has done a walkabout and not here with us. But today we're going to be talking about numbers. I'm probably the best person to be talking about numbers. As most people know, absolutely passionate about numbers and how they actually work. And I have a saying when we talk about numbers in any aspect of our business. If you understand the numbers, you actually are able to predict the future. And that's what understanding your business numbers is all about. And today we're gonna be talking about one of my favorite topics, and that's actually talking about market capacity. So people have dreams about building businesses, and one of the most key metric, key number that a business owner should really understand is their market capacity. And what I mean by that is actually understanding how much gross commission income is available to them in their service area. It's a really important number to obviously calculate. And I'm just going to go through the next 5 minutes. How do you calculate how much available GCI is available in your market? Market capacity, available gross commission income. Let's look at a service area of approximately 10,000 homes. And each service area is going to be a little bit different in relation to the turnover of homes in that service area. So in this example, I've talked about having a service area of 10,000 homes. Say your suburb has 10,000 homes in it, and say on average, there's 500 sales per annum. Now it will vary, as I mentioned earlier. So calculating what the average turnover of homes is in your area is best calculated by just looking at your last 3 years, what the average is per those 3 years of sales. So let's pretend in 2015 you had 500, in 2016 you had 550, and 2017 there was 450. That's 1,500 homes that were sold over 3 years, divided by three comes up with 500, which as a percentage, you have a turnover percentage of 5%. And different marketplaces go from as low as 3%, I've seen as low, right up to 8-9% is the highest that I have seen on average. So then to calculate how much GCI is available in the marketplace, you need to know what the average sales commission is, ex-GST, per sale in your market area. So you need to have a rule of thumb, a guesstimate on that. So the purposes of this example, I've picked a figure of $10,000 as the average commission that's payable per sale in this marketplace. And when I talk about $10,000 average commission, I'm talking ex-GST. So what actually is charged to the vendor is $11,000. But of course, the $1,000 goes to the tax man, which is fine. What's available to the office is $10,000. So if I calculate a simple calculation of 500 sales on average per annum, calculated by the GCI of $10,000 per sale, which means the total available of gross commission income is 500 times 10,000, $5 million. So in my example here of a service area of 10,000 homes, and it could be a suburb, could be a patch, 500 sales per annum on average, $10,000 average commission per sale works out to available GCI of $5 million. Now, if you had a 20% market share in this particular area, 20% market share equals $1 million. That means your office will generate approximately $1 million from your service area, from your suburb. Now there is the 20% rule. So long as you work the data correctly, so long as you're diligent with your follow-up and your referral business, a further 20% GCI will come outside of your service area, adjoining suburbs. So long as you're doing the correct follow-up and nurturing of your clients. Therefore, if you achieved a 20% market share in your patch of 10,000 homes, you will do your $1 million in GCI, but there's an additional, on average, 200,000 of GCI outside of your area. So that's really, really important to understand. That's great looking at the numbers. So now, how do we actually achieve a 20% market share? And there's another simple formula that you can use. So the next thing we need to work out is how many selling agents are servicing those 10,000 homes. And I'll let you know why that's so important. So what we've found in our marketplaces that we've operated in is on average, there are 3 selling agents per 1,000 homes. Now, sometimes that does include assistants within lead teams and so forth. But when you look at your area, all you need to do is count up all the lead agents in your service area that are actually transacting sales who have a physical office within your area. I don't want you to look at agents that come into your marketplace externally, whose office may not be located in your suburb or service area. So what we have found is that for every 1,000 homes is approximately 3 agents, 3 selling agents. In this example of 10,000 homes, you will find that there are 30 agents located in your service area. Now, the next step is to work out how many standalone offices there are in your service area. Now, really important, not talking about offices located outside of your suburb. Talking about offices located within your suburb. And what we've found in our calculations, what we've found in our research, is that there's normally a standalone office per every 1,500 to 2,000 homes in a service area. So in this example of 10,000 homes, there will be 5 standalone offices, approximately 6 selling agents, but it's not normally the case. You'll normally find that 2 or 3 of those offices will have the majority of agents. Just working on pure math. In this example, this suburb had 10,000 homes. We had 30 agents servicing the 10,000 homes. If you wanted to get 20% market share, i.e. out of the available GCI of 5 million, which equals 1 million, you need 20% of the agents. So 30 agents, 20% of 30 agents equals 6. So if you had a team in your office of 6 agents, and I'm talking about good quality agents, I'm not talking about someone who comes to work and actually doesn't do anything, you will achieve a 20% market share of your media area. In addition, you will also get a further 20% from the overflow from your core suburb. And that's how quickly you can get to 1.2 million in GCI as an office. And of course, there's always going to be the exception of the rule where you'll have some super performers and they're $1 million agents, but I can almost guarantee you $1 million agents will normally have 2 or 3 or 4 assistants to help them generate $1 million. So again, I can't stress the importance of understanding what your available GCI is in your marketplace. So doing the maths is really, really important to work out what your market capacity is. And from there, you can obviously build a business plan. And some people do struggle with that. So I encourage anyone who's listening, if you do the numbers and you need some assistance, and then you can talk about, well, how do I get my business to $1 million or 500,000 or 2 million? Give me a call. I think that's the best way to do that. And I'm happy to offer our advice and obviously our experience in helping a number of our team achieve their market share in their marketplaces. Thanks again for watching, and I hope you got some value out of it. See you at the next episode.